Bezras Hashem Yisparet. Today's daf is Ayin in Maseches Kedushin. The 1380th daf in Shas. I apologize, you hear the sore throat. Baruch Hashem, a lot of teaching Torah in Yerushalayim this past week. It's Friday, and a certain level recovering in the most positive sense of the word. On our daf, what we're going to be discussing on daf Ayin is based, of course, on the Mishnah, on the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. That is, our parak is going to deal with the fourth parak of Kedushin, the halachos of Yuchsin. And we learned in our Mishnah that a ger and an eved meshuchrar can marry each other. And we're going to continue with many of the halachos of who can marry who. And the source in our tradition for the different halachos of who is mutter with who. The Gemara is going to then get into Agadita about marrying the appropriate woman and the dangers of chas v'chalila not marrying the appropriate woman. It's interesting, our daf might be an appropriate thing to review with somebody before they start dating. The Gemara is also going to get involved on Amud Beis with the halachos of Tznius about what is appropriate in terms of speaking with a woman and what is not. And we're going to continue on other agadatas about the interactions between those who are from Bavel that our Mishnah had told us were the best miyuchasim and other Jews from different places. And there'll be many agadata about the phenomenon of Yuchsin. So let's pick up on the top line in Ayin Amud Aleph, Giri v'Charuri. We learned in our Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Aleph that Gerim and Meshuchrarim are allowed to marry each other, even though there are people in that category, for example, Mamzer, that there's an Isser Lavo B'Kal Hashem, but they're allowed to marry Gerim and Meshuchrarim. Asks the Gemara Minolan, how do we know that these Gerim and Meshuchrarim were also in the historical phenomenon that come out in our daf? And that is that there were the Alu Mibavel that came up with Ezra, as we saw in the opening lines of our Mishnah. So they had halachos, as we're going to see and as were mentioned before. How do we know they came up? Amar of Chizda Amar Krova Kol HaNivdal Mitumas Goye HaAretz Alehim. That the pasuk in Ezra describes that all those who were separate from the Tumas Goye HaAretz, which would seem to indicate that they were once connected to Goyim, for example, Avadim, were originally Goyim and as well as Gerim, and they separated themselves and they came up. Mamzerim, also we learned that the word Mamzerim came up. Minal Dechsiv, as the pasuk in Nehemiah describes, Vayishma Sanvalet Hachroni Vituvio Haevet Hoamoni Vigeshim Arvi Vayaligu Lanu Vayuzolenu Vayom Ma'adav Azasher Atem Oisim Hahal Amelech Atem Mordim. The pasuk there is describing that Nehemiah had gotten permission from Artaxasta, the king of Persia, to go and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And there were people who were part of Artaxasta's cabinet who were not happy. And they are Sanvalet, etc., these people in the Pasuk. And they're also referred to as Tuvio Ha'eved HaMoni. And then Uksiv, then the Pasuk describes much later on in Sefer Nehemiah, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudches, Ki Rabin Bi Yehuda Balei Shavua, Ki chosen hu l'shchanya ven arach v'yachonon b'noi l'kach esbas meshulam ben brechya. So we see that Tuvia ha'eved had a son-in-laws that were Jewish. So what do we see? That Tuvia ha'eved and Yehochanan b'noi were considered Jewish, even though they started off as avodim. And the Gemara says, so if they had children, kasavar, this shita holds in our Mishnah, akum ve'eved abal bas Yisrael avla mamzer. So their children had the halachic status of a mamzer. So says the Gemara, hani chalaman damers, these would be the mamzerim that the pasuk is describing. Says the Gemara, hani chalaman damers, it works according to the man damer avla mamzer, that in such a case the offspring is a mamzer. But what are you going to say according to opinion that says that Akuma ba basra, and that's a shita that we pass, and like, where do you find that there are any mamzerim? V'su mimai dahavale bini. How do you know that what the pasuk is describing is children from that wife who was Jewish, as described in the pasuk? Maybe the children that are described were actually from Nachrios, were actually from Nashim Nachrios, and that the children were either Goyim or Avadim, but where do you see that they were Mamzerim? Visu mimai dahacha havalu visalik. How do you know that what happened was these offspring were born over there in Bavel or Persia, and then they went to Eretz Yisrael? Dilma hasam havo. Maybe they were born in Eretz Yisrael, but our mission is describing Asara Yuchsin Alu mi Bavel, went up from Bavel. Elamehacha. So we need an entirely different source. Pasuk in Nehemiah Perek Zayin Pasuk Samach Aleph says, Ve'ela ha'oilim mitel melech, tel charsha, kruv eidon, v'imer, v'lo yachlu lahagid beis avasam, v'zarim im Yisrael heim. Here we describe people who didn't know if their children were Jewish. Now, why did they not know that they were Jewish? Because they didn't know who their parents were. Analyzes the Gemara. Tel Melach, Elu Bnei Edom. Tel Melach refers to those who are descendants of Edom. Shedom Maseim L'maisei Sedom. That they acted like Sodom. Shenefcha L'tel Melach. And it's referred to in that because Sodom was turned to salt. Tel Charsha. Zeh. What's that referring to? From Lashon Charsha. Tel Charsha is Lashon Shtika. Zeh Shekor Abba V'imo Mishatkto. This is someone who calls Abba, refers to someone as their father, and the mother tells him to be silent. In other words, indicating that the father is really not his father. And therefore, v'lo yachlo lahagid beis avosam. They weren't able to recognize their parents' house. Zaram emi Yisraelheim. Zehu asufi. This is referring to asufi, shenesaf minashuk, that he doesn't know who his mother is. So we see that this is a source of a pasuk that describes really, really mixed up mishpachos. Now, the tel melach, the description of Edomi, is that they're maises sedom. And maises sedom means that they were nichshal and arayis. If they're nichshal and arayis, then the children are considered mamzerim. So that's the source that we have, that there were mamzerim that went up as well. Kruv adon v'imer. What is that referring to? Amar Rabbi Avo. Amar Adon. Adon is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amarti yu Yisrael lefanai chashuvim. I said that Bnei Yisrael should be in front of me like chashuvim kekruv. Veheim samu atzmam kenemer. The kruv over here is the kruvim themselves, pure like the kruv. And they acted like a leopard. It seems that a leopard for Chazal is one that acts be'arayos. So this is referring to the Mamzerim, because Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, during that time, when they came up to Eretz Yisrael, had already fallen into arayos. Igadamri, others taught, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Adon, Afal Pisha Samu Atzmam Kinamer. Some understand the pasuk entirely differently. Even though they acted like a namer, in other words, they were full of znus, chashum lefanai kekruv, but I still love them because they're still Klal Yisrael, and they're kadosh like the kruv of themselves. Yisrael afal pisha chata, Yisrael, we're still banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abba Bar Chana. Now we continue to talk about appropriate women to marry. Kol anoisi isha sheino genes lo. If you marry a woman that's not appropriate for you, Mala alav hakasa, the Torah considers it kiilu charsha lekol haolam kulo v'zara melach, as if someone who marries a woman who is inappropriate for him is if he plowed the entire world and filled salt with it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bashem bogdu kivanum zarim yaladu, that they rebelled against Hashem because they created foreign children. Now here, it would seem But before we go on, I realized I read the wrong pasuk in the Torah. Or Shenemar, as the pasuk says, let's going back to the Shenemar. Ve'ela ha'olim ital melech tel charsha. The pasuk that we had referred to before is that Bnei Yisrael in Bavel and in Persia had married the wrong type of women, and the Lashon is tel charsha, that they came from the land of Choresh. So here the pasuk is describing that he marries a woman that is aser to him. Here, Eina Hogenes means that he marries someone who is aser to him, and it's described as tel melech tel harsha, and that would indicate that he's plowing and planting with salt. In other words, he's ruining the entire world by bringing anashim psulim into the world. And that's going to continue with that next pasuk that I incorrectly read of the Gemara. Amarab Abarav Ada Amarav Kal Naisi Ishel Shemamun. If you marry a woman because of money, having lavanim shenim mehuganim, then you'll have children that are not appropriate. Shenemar, that's the pasuk that we read earlier. Bashem Bagodu Kivanim Zarim Yoladu, that they rebelled against Hashem and gave birth to foreign children. In other words, if he's focusing on money, then he's rebelling against Hashem. V'shema tomar maman palat. Maybe you'll say, at least, even though Hashem's not so happy with it, at least he will have some money. Tamalomar, you won't even have the money. Atah yochleim chodesh es chelkei hem. In the end, those women will hold on to the money, and you won't even get it. V'shema tomar chelko shel. Maybe you'll say that at least he's going to get the chelek from the nichse tzombarzel. V'lo chilka. No, at the end of the day, you'll lose even that chelek. You might think you won't. Talmalomer chelkehem. You'll lose that, all of the chelek as well, that the enemies will take everything. V'shem etomer lizman meruba. You'll say, well, they'll take it eventually, but I'll have it for a long time. Talmalomer, the pasuk says, Yochleim Chodesh. They'll take it immediately. From the Lashon Chodesh, they'll take it new. My Mashma. Where do we see from the Lashon of Chodesh that they'll eat it immediately? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Chodesh Nichnas v'Chodesh Yatza u'Mamonam Ibeit. It's similar to the expression that month comes and goes. It'll go quickly. Va'amar Rabba bar Avada va'ami lo Amar Rabbi Sela Amar Rav Nuna Kol Nois Isha Sheinu Ogenes lo. If he marries a woman that's not appropriate for him, Eliyahu Kofaso Va'Kodesh Baruch Hu Rotza. Eliyahu ties him up, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives him Malkus. Ritzua is the shorish of the word Rotzo, that he gives him the Ritzua. V'tana Al Kulam, and on all of them, on the Kohanim Levim Yisraelim that marry Nashim Psulos. So then, Eliyahu Koseva, Eliyahu writes, Va'akadosh Baruch Hu Chosem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs on the following statement, Olo Leposel Zaro, Lepogim Es Mishpachto. Woe is to the one who makes his children posel and his mishpacha posel. Ulenosi Yishishenu Ogenes Lo, and he marries a woman that's not appropriate to him. Eliyahu Kofsev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote so. The Brisa continues, V'kola Poisel, and whoever says that other people are pasul, this is a very, very important line. It's a well-known yisod in Chassidus, and this is the makar in the Gemara. Someone who says that someone else's mishpacha is posel, pasul, then the odds are that he is pasul. Ve'eino midaber b'shivcha le'olam. And he generally does not speak about the shevach of people in general. Va'amar Shmuel b'mumo posel. The Shmuel explained because he himself is sees in others his own mum that's posel. There's a well-known memra from the Baal Shem Tov Zchusa Yogin Aleinu, and that is that a person sees in others, when he sees chesronos, he's really, what he sees, what he's pulled towards, are his own chesronos. So if you're noticing a chesaron in others, the Baal Shem Tov said, the odds are that you have to look at, maybe it is, God forbid, the mumo poso. So this makor is found in regards to psula yuchsin in the Gemara. The Gemara now tells us a Maisa that's connected to the teachings of Shmuel. Who gavra de min Narda? There was a person from Narda, the Alabe Mitbachya bePumpadisa. He went into a slaughterhouse in Pumpadisa. Amr Luhu Havuli Bisra. They said, he said, give me meat. So we're going to continue on this idea of Bumuma Apostle. Amr Leh, they said to him, Tar ad shakel le shmaye. Wait until we take care of the shlua, the shliach, the shamish of the Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel v'Neisavlach. Amar man Yehuda bar Shviskel. So this fellow began to make fun of Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel. He said, who's this person bar Shviskel? Mefarshim explained that the word Shviskel is a lashon genai of someone who is a eats a lot, because he roasts a lot of food, Rashi explains. The Kadam Li, that he comes in front of me, notice it all starts from jealousy. He's coming in front of me. The Shakumin Kamai, that he gets in, that he comes in front of me. How could anybody come in front of me? Azlu, Amr Leh Rav Yehuda Shamte. They told Rav Yehuda what he had done, and they put him in Cherim. Amru, Ragel the Karish Inish Avdi. It's common for these people to refer to claim that others are avodim. Ichriz Allah da'avdahu. So they called on him. Rav Yehuda decided to announce that he's the one who's an eved. Azel, ahu, this guy went. Asman al-Din al-Kameh de Rav Nachman. He was very insulted, libel, that Rav Yehuda said he was an eved. I see Piska da'azmana. He went and had a hazmana of Bezdin sent to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was not sure what to do. Azal Rav Yehuda kamed Rav Huna. Amalei izel lo izel. Should I go or should I not go? Amalei mezel. He told him, you should go. Lo mi ba'ilach lemezel mishum degav rabat. Really, you might not be chayiv yourself to go because you're a gavarabba. However, there's another reason why you should go. Mishum yikar devei nesia, because of the kavod of the Beis Nasi, Rav Nachman, who called you. Kumzil, you should go. He got up and he went. So what happened when he went? Oskel ashkechei de ka'avid maka. So Yehuda went and he saw Rav Nachman making a maka on the roof. Amalei lo savel amar lahadam Rav Huna baridi amar Shmuel. Once you become a parnes in charge of the tzibur, then why are you doing work? It's degrading for the parnes to be doing menial work. So that was what Rav Yehuda asked Rav Nachman. So Amalei Rav Nachman responded, Purta dugundirisa hudekavidna. I am only making a small gate, and therefore it's mutter. Amalei, to which Rav Yehuda said to Rav Nachman, Misanya, Maka, Tichsiva Raisa, you're saying it's only a small gate? The Torah describes this as a mitzvah of doing a Maka. That's a real job, because the Torah gives it chashivus, and that menial job you should not be doing. O Mechitza, the Amar Rabbanan, and even if you're going to describe it as simply a Mechitza, the Rabbanan require a Mechitza. According to Rashi, what Rev Yehuda was saying to Rev Nachman was that at the end of the day, you're using a lashon, purta de gunadurisa, that is being mezalzel in the way the Torah refers to this fence. The Torah refers to it as a makkah, and the Torah Shebal Peh refers to it as a mechitza. Either way, why do you call it purta de gunadurisa? Rashi then goes on to say that what Rav Yehuda was doing is sending a message to Rav Nachman, and that is there are times that you're being mezalzel things that are entitled to more kavod. And according to Rashi, what he was referring to is he was surprised that Rav Nachman had called him to a din Torah. Amalei, to which Rav Nachman responded, Yosamar akarpita, come sit on this bench. Again, the same give and take. Amaleu misani safsel dam rabbanan. Why do you refer to it as a karpita? Chazal referred to it as a safsel. Oh, it's davoy damri. Oh, it's davoy damri inshi. Or people refer to it as an itzdava. And this give and take keeps on going. Amaleu Rav Nachman says lechomar asrugna should take a little bit of an esrog to eat. Amalei Rav Yehuda responded, Hachem Shmuel, Kol Amar Srugna, who refers to it in that way, Tilsa Biruma Rucha, has a third of Gaiva. Oh, Esrog Kidikaryu. Oh, you should refer to it as an Esrog, like the Rabban referred to it. Oh, Esroga Damri Inshi. But this expression of Srugna somehow reflected Gaiva. The Agadita continues, Amalei, Lishtei Mar. Rav Nachman says, please drink on boga. That was a drink that was, Ravias was drunk for Rafua. Amalei, Misani is Pargos de Karyu Rabbanan on Pak de Amriinshi. Why don't you use the other expression for this drink? Amalei, Rav Nachman keeps on plowing ahead. Tasi Donak. May my daughter, he asks for his daughter Donak to come Tashkina to give us a drink. Amalei, Hachamishmol, Emishtamish Beisha. You shouldn't use a woman in order that the waiters should be the ones serving, not waitresses. Mefarshim explain, in order that men should not be around women all the time. To which Rav Yehuda responded, Ktani, she's a Ktana. To which Rav Yehuda responded, Beferish Amishmol, Emishtam Shemisha Klal Ben Gdola Ben Ktana. To which Rav Nachman says, Neshader Leimar Shlomo Liyalta. Do you want to say hello to my wife Yalta? Amalei, to which Rav Yehuda responded, Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Kol B'Isha Erva, that the voice of a woman is an Erva. Now this is interesting, that the Gemara is talking about hello as being Erva. Of course, generally, we assume that it's singing that's considered an Erva. And that is a fascinating discussion that the poskim raised. Mark continues on the last line. Efshar al yidei shliach. Rav Nachman says you could say hello to her through a shliach. Amar lehach amar Shmuel. Ein shalom b'shalom ish al yidei baila. You don't send the message to a husband of hello. Amar lehach amar Shmuel. Ein shalom b'shalom isha klal on the top of ayin amar beis, three lines in. Then not only al yidei baila, but in general. Shochale devaisu. Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, sent him a message. Shadile Tigra. Get rid of the din of Reb Yehuda. Delo neshavach kishar ama'aretz. That he doesn't turn you into every ama'aretz. It's unclear what the Gemara means over here. It could be what the Gemara is saying is that in your give and take, you're sounding like the Amei Ha'aretz. Amalei. Rav Nachman said, "Mai shiata de mar hachid. Why did you, let's get talk to business. Enough of this fascinating give and take. He said, why did you come here? Amar lei, so he responded, Taska das manusa shadar mar abasrai. There was a shtar azmana that was sent that I should come. Amar lei, to which Rav Nachman said, Hashta shusa de mar loy gemirna. I don't know how to even respond to the shusa demar, the expressions, the sharpness of Rev Yehuda. Apik, taska dam zmanusa mishardu demar. I would send you to come to a din Torah me. Even in the banter between each other, you outduel me, says Rav Nachman. Why would I send you a hazmana? Apik diska dam zmanusa bechidoi. So Rav Yehuda took out Azman. This is it. This is what you called me for a din Torah for, against this fellow from Nahardo who's calling everybody an Eved. Now I refer to him as an Eved. Amalei, to which Rav Nachman responded, Hoel ve'osa mar lahacha. So since we have come to this, lishtoi mili, explain to me what's going on. Kehechi de lo lamri michanfi rabbanan adadi. In order that people shouldn't say that the rabbanan are just favoring each other, let's talk this case out. And Rav Nachman says, okay, let me understand what was going on in this din Torah. Amalei, my time ashamte mar lahu gavra. Why did you put this guy in cheru? So he says, tzir shelicha de rabbanan. What had happened was that he was mitzair, the shluchim of Rabbanan. I had sent people to the store to get meat, and he begins to drive them crazy, as we had seen on Amud Aleph. V'nigde mar. So asks Rav Nachman, so you should have given Malkus. That would have been the appropriate response to him. Says Rav Yehuda back, the Adav Minei Avrilek. I gave him something more than that. I decided to put him in Nidui. That's even stricter than Malkus. It sounds like that Rav Nachman was happy with that response, that yes, it's just giving something a little bit stronger than Malkus, but that would be appropriate. Last narrow line on Ayin Amabez, my time Ichriz Mar Alada. Why then did you announce the Avdahu that he's an Eved? Amalei, the Ruggle, the Kari Inshi Avdi. Reviewed to explain because he called everybody else Avadimitani, and we learned Kala Paisel Pasel Ve'ina Medaber B'Shivcha La'olam. Anybody who focuses on the who's Pasel always speaks negatively, never speaks positively. Ve'amar Shmuel, Shmuel also taught B'Muma Pasel that indicates that he has the Apsul himself. Responds Rav Nachman Eimad Amar Shmuel Meicheshle. Maybe Shmuel just meant that you have to be choshesh. La'achruzeh mi amar. But who says that you're supposed to announce? Adahachi v'achi asahu bardina min ardoi. At this moment, this gavra, who's making all these problems, arrived to Din Torah. Amaleahu bardina l'Rev Yehuda. And this baldin said to Rev Yehuda, l'didi karis li avda. You called me an eved. How could you do that? The sinu beis chashmonoim malka. I come from the house of chashmonoim. Amalei Rav Yehuda responded. That exactly proves the other point that Shmuel had said. Hachi amar Shmuel kol the amar mi beis chashmonoim kasina avda have. Whoever says that he comes from the house of chashmonoim is really an eved. Rashi explains, as is well known, a very very powerful piece of history that. And this is the paradox of our existence. I'm zochet to learn with you many times from Yerushalayim. Today I'm not in Yerushalayim. I'm in the beautiful city of Beit Shemesh. But we often are looking down at the ruins from Hordus. That Hordus is this absolutely paradoxical character, as described in Bava Basra in the first perek, that the all descendants of Chashmonaim were killed by Hordus, who was an Eved, and he became the Melech. And he married one of the girls from Chashmonaim. However, Rav Nachman, though, challenged whether he could accept this argument that Rav Yehuda had quoted in the name of Shmuel, because he is teaching this halacha after the event had taken place. This halacha of Kol D'Amar Midbeis Chashmonoi Kasina was introduced by Rav Yehuda to justify a previous psak that he had given. And the argument goes, Amar Lelo Savar Lamar, Lahad Amar Abba Amar Rav, Hun Amar Rav, Kol Tam Chacham Shemora Halacha, that any Tam Chacham teaches a halacha, Uba, Im Kod Maisa, if he teaches it before, Im Kod Maisa Amra Shomelo, then you listen to him if he said it beforehand. Vim Lavein Shomelo. Amalei, Rav Yehuda defended himself, even though now I'm post facto teaching this halacha about Beis Chashmonoi. Ha'ikar Rav Masna dekoi kavasi. There is something about Rav Masna that follows what I had said. In other words, I'm not the only person who has taught this. Rav Masna lo chazin l'nardo treisi shri. He didn't come to the Narada for 13 years. Ahu yoma asa, but when he came to Narada, Amar le Rav Yehuda said to Rav Masna, Dochi mar may Amar Shmuel? Rav Yehuda is emphasizing, I hadn't seen Rav Masna many, many times. Do you remember something that Shmuel said? Ki ko echada kara aguda v'chada kara mibabra. He had one leg in the river and one leg on the bridge. In other words, when he was crossing over, do you remember what he had said? Amalei, Rav Masna taught exactly what Rav Yehuda quoted in the name of Shmuel. Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel had said. Kol da'amar midibes chashmonoi malka kasina avda havi. That whoever says they come from Chashmonoi, they're an Eved. because there was none left for them. Elahi Ravisa, except for one girl. The Salka Ligra that had gone up to the roof. This Gemara appears in Bava Basra, Gimla Mebeis. In regards to the story of Hordas as well. Varam Yakal, and she raved her voice. Vamar Kol, the Amr and Beis Hashemanoyano, Havda, Avda Havi, is an Eved, because I'm the last remnant that is not from Hordas. Naflami Igra Umesa. Ichra Zallah, the Avdahu. And they announced that this Gavra from Narda is a Eved based on the confirmation of Rav Masna. Ahu Yoman, and that day when they made that announcement, Akron Kamaksuba bin Narda. Many ksubas were torn up in Narda, that it came out that there were women who had been come from this psulos, and they needed to get divorced from their husband. Kika Nafik, when Rav Yehuda left Narda, Nafik Abbasra in the Migmer, there were people in the city that were chasing after him that wanted to kill him, because he had proven that many people had been psulim. Rav Yehuda then counterattacked. Amr Luhu, and we see Rav Yehuda was a fighter in the positive sense of the word. Amr Luhu, Rav Yehuda said, Ishatiku, Shatiku, if it's time for you guys to be quiet. Be quiet. Vilo, but if you're not, Migalinu Aleicha, I will reveal on you something else that Shmuel taught. Had Amr Shmuel, Tartiz Rayasa Ika Ben Arda. There are two mishpachos that there are in Arda. Chad Mekarya Devei Yona. One's called Devei Yona. Chad Mekarya Devei Urvasa. Another is called Devei Urefta. V'simanach, and the simon to remember these, which ones are kosher, which ones possible, is Tamei Tamei Tar Tar. The one that's Tamei is Tamei, like an Oref. Orefta is Tamei. And the one that's kosher is a Yona. The result of the story is Shadilahu Rigma Miyadayu. They got rid of their stones. V'ka'itma b'nahar Malka. And there were so many stones that it stuffed up the Nahar Malka. There's one thing I don't understand in this Gemara. You could email me, by the way. In past, people have responded in email to questions I've asked at Chaim Eisenstein Gmail, is why did Rav Yehuda feel that he doesn't have to reveal who is a kasher and who is an apostle? He did feel the necessity to reveal Shmuel's halacha in regards to Kol Debami Beis Chashmanoi. So over here, he can't use it as a threat and then not reveal, l'churi he would have a chiyuv to reveal for Kedushas Yisrael. I'm not sure the answer to this question. Today's daf was a really, really long daf. Unfortunately, I just received a phone call that I have to go to a Levaya today on Erev Shabbos. So we're going to conclude over here on today's daf. We had seen the sources from Sefer Nehemiah, that there were people who were Gerim and Shechrurim that had come up to Eretz Yisrael, and there were the Mamzerim, based on a very important pasuk that really spurns the whole daf, and that is Ve'ela Ha'olim Mitel Melech Tel Charsha Kruvadon, and that is that there were Mamzerim because they came from that area of Melech, and that refers to Maise Sodom and Znus. The Gemara also has another take on Tel Melech and Tel Cheresh, and that is if you marry a woman that's inappropriate, so then it's an inappropriate here in the literal context of the Gemara means that she's a psula, then in such a case you are sowing the world with salt, which motivates the Gemara to discuss the severity of marrying a posel, and then the Gemara discusses that it's just as severe an individual who alleges that someone who is a posel, that at times it could very well be that he himself is posel. And we have the dramatic story where Shmuel calls out someone who is alleging someone else as a posel as coming from the Beis Chashmonai. Very fascinating give and take between Rev Yehuda and Rev Nachman. And ultimately, the Gemara does conclude that even though Rav Yehuda had revealed this fact of coming from Beis Chashmonai after the event from a teaching of Shmuel, that it was corroborated by Rav Masna, and the Gemara gives other instances where Rav Yehuda was attacked and maligned for teaching about psulim that had existed in the city of Nahar Da. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ayin in Maseches Kedushin.